With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The National Milk Producers Federation recently met in Anaheim, California for the 101st Annual Convention and discussed a number of issues to the dairy industry. For one, they discussed new legislation on Capitol Hill. The National Milk Producers Federation, Chris Galen, says milk producers are ready to see the School Milk Nutrition Act of 2017 move forward. It's a bill that would allow schools to offer low-fat and fat-free milk, including flavored milk, with no more than 150 calories per 8-ounce servings to participants in the federal school lunch and breakfast program.
One of the things that happened back in 2011 is that the USDA changed its policy regarding the milk offerings in schools participating in the National School Lunch Program, and they changed it in a way that not only reduced the choices available to students, the overall impact has been bad for the participation in the school lunch program. Now there's new legislation that was just introduced last week called the School Milk Nutrition Act of 2017, and basically what it would do is make certain that the USDA follows the dietary guidelines which allow for low-fat, flavored milk in schools.
He says they'll also be watching very closely to see what happens with the Ag Guest Worker Bill. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, look us up online at aginfo.net, or you can always like us on Facebook.